You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Finally, some people are in the building who can talk college basketball.
Huh.
Women's college basketball.
What do you mean?
Juju and Lucy are here. Lucy is in despair. Juju, you've seen this. Lucy is hurting. She is in so much pain because of what happened to Caitlin Clark. Because
no, not just Caitlin, Kate, Gabby, the whole squad, Molly Davis. Put some respect on their names, Dan.
She's broken.
Stokey and them girls.
Oh, Hannah, I love her.
Lucy, you're our Iowa correspondent, and we are 3 days late.
Despondent.
Our Iowa despondent. You are our Iowa despondent, and we are 3 days late to you giving us the kind of emotion around here that we did not have. We had plenty of analysis. All of a sudden, everybody around here is an expert on how Kim Mulkey does her job. Everybody can give her all sorts of coaching strategies. But what we didn't have around here was a genuine emotional link to not, hey, look, man, those 19 million people, a lot of them are casuals. Like, they just got, they don't care about the story, the pioneering. They're just here. Oh, look, it's the eclipse again. Let me put on my glasses. I want to be near the thing that gets 4 million more people than the men do. But Lucy's broken. Like, her heart was in that thing. She cared in a way that is only 1,000 times deeper than anyone around here.
Yep.
What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at Tony because he said in my headset as you were talking about the eclipse, about the glasses and what a fraud those glasses
are.
Give
me a break, the glasses, please. My dog looks straight into the eclipse. She's completely fine, of course.
See, this is what happens. We start talking women's sports and all of a sudden we're on the damn eclipse. No, you were right, Dan. This is amazing. A tear came to my eye when I saw all the support these ladies was getting online. I don't care if it's good, bad. Brother, we have reached a point to where Stugatz was arguing yesterday on with Brianna Stewart, I think, was at the helm.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
No
I
idea.
Was like, look at him, we've made it.
Yeah, but I was talking about it, Juju. You're right, thank you for noticing.
Stugatz, this is excellent. Stugatz is saying we have not reached true equality in this country until Stugatz is faking it on your sport.
Zagak.
How did
check
we
it out of box score.
How did we miss that achievement? And Lucy, in keeping with your general work for Meadowlark, which is very casual, passionate but casual, how are you 3 days late to reporting on your heartbreak around here? And how dare you ask us for more time off to take care of your mental health because Iowa lost?
One, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does the casual part mean? I don't get that. Like,
boo.
She does her job casually, like in a good way or a bad way?
She's lazy?
Yeah, answer the question.
What does that mean?
The answer is that Lucy gets to be here less frequently than everybody else working with us on the daily cooking of the meth that is going to kill us all while she's going to all the best sporting events in America on Meadowlark's dime and buying a bunch of memorabilia for her and her loved ones.
I didn't buy anything this trip.
Yeah.
So back off, Dan. I'm going through a lot.
Tell us what happened because I've got a workplace complaint from Rose on you. Because she says that you made her pray during the Iowa game when she didn't necessarily want to pray.
Didn't work, so. Didn't work.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
Thanks God.
I don't like where we're going.
Let's not blame the Lord.
This is a bad idea.
We cannot blame the Lord.
Bad idea. Everybody can pray, by the way. It's not just an exclusive roast.
But you can't force somebody in the workplace to pray, can you? I don't think you can.
You're the boss around here.
I asked, and she said yes. And she told me that she prayed during the UConn game, and I didn't ask her to pray during that one.
Hmm.
I mean, we're making kids pray in public school now, so it's all really lost, you know?
I'm glad this conversation went here, really.
Yeah, good first few
minutes. Every time we start talking about women's sports.
Back to the glasses. Back to the glasses. Yeah, it's a scam, by the way.
We start talking about women's sports, now we on prayer. We on everything. But the actual sport, brother, Dawn Staley has cemented herself in legendary status. Caitlin Clark, thank you for your support and love for the game. Oh, my God, it was so beautiful to see her out there like that, brother. And them girls from South Carolina, oh, my God, Camilla Cardo. A round of applause from the top to the bottom of the squad. For South Carolina.
Yeah.
The bench. Oh, my goodness.
Undefeated and overlooked somehow.
Overlooked somehow.
It's crazy, right? It is. No, he's right. Imagine that happening. Imagine, Stugatz, a phenomenon getting here so strong that what we were celebrating at the end was a cult of personality that brought so many new casuals to the sport that ignores, hey, a team just went undefeated out there. And she lost. They beat the greatest player ever at the end. That's a pretty cool story. Why is it getting engulfed by the loser?
Well, at least we watched them and looked at them. We didn't even look at UConn. They won back-to-back titles in men's.
Right.
So we didn't even look.
No,
at least they weren't overlooked.
Right.
I looked. I cared. Come on, guys.
Late start,
real
though.
Hoopers looked. Like, I've been ashamed listening to y'all the last couple of days. Y'all act like too late to watch the championship game. Like, what has happened to my heroes?
I will tell you this, Juju. For the first time ever, for me at least, I felt like Monday night, I had already seen the national championship game that I wanted to see. For the first time ever. And I had little to no interest in UConn and Purdue.
Juju is right about everything. About every single thing that he said.
Moving forward or
I'm willing to negotiate on that. But when it comes to caretaking for the show, I'm here for Juju being just general ombudsman or when you guys, ombudsman.
Mm.
I know what ombudsman's mean, but I don't think Tony know what it means. So could you just
it's when you got the buds and you need ombuds to keep them in line. You know what I mean?
Mm. I love buds.
I'm here for a segment where Juju just critiques where it is the show has been shitty the last couple of days. And I do believe that that Lucy and Juju care more about this than anyone in the room, and that Juju correctly identifies when it is that Tony's got nothing and just wants to go to the eclipse because it's more fun to talk about.
It's not about nothing.
Eclipse.
I was locked in, Dan. It's just what you said about the eclipse and you said about the glasses. It's a scam, by the way.
Right, and my boy never got nothing. My boy, I don't care what he's talking about. He got something.
Thank you.
Don't do that. The vision is terrible in this building. That's my brother. I love him.
Tony
is right about these glasses, though. There is one company that makes them. They have a monopoly. They made so much money on these things. I'm not even certain if you needed them. It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
You put four sunglasses is in a row, and then you can look straight up at it without a problem.
Huh.
Put us in the building, Lucy. Fourth quarter with all the marbles on the line.
Can we talk about the first quarter? I loved that quarter.
That's
that quarter was my favorite.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to have 100 points in the first quarter.
So did I.
Holy moly. She didn't even cover. Ain't that a salute to DraftKings?
Rose is in the other room, and before we go to Lucy, because this is not a put-on. Lucy, I'm going to say that there is no one in the state of Florida hurting more for the last 3 days because of something that happened in sports than Lucy, because she cares more about this team than anyone in this state, I would say, that any human being in this state.
And the world.
The Marlins are 1-11. Billy's a Marlin fan. I
mean, that's hurting a lot.
You don't know pain.
Rose, you were with Lucy on content I'm assuming I'm going to see today at some point, Lucy, or no?
Yeah, the video's done, I believe.
Okay, good work. Rose, what happened? Explain to me what happened on Sunday with Lucy. You were with her. How crazy is she?
Oh, well, she's crazy, but that's why we like each other. But we were at the game, and then the first half was amazing. Then we got to a point where Iowa, I don't know what happened, and she was like, you know what, Rose? God loves you very much. Can you pray? And I'm like, okay, yeah. I was already praying, but I was praying inside of me, like, I was okay, God. Help us here.
Private prayer. You weren't forced into some sort of public sharing prayer. You were already doing the prayer, and now she's just she didn't know that, and she's requesting more prayer.
Yeah, so she got me to get my rosary out, so I got it out. I was like, okay, I'm going to pray. And she was like, pray. Okay, I'm praying. I promise I'm praying. But the thing is, I don't think I phrased it well, because I was like, God, may your will be done. I didn't pray, hey,
no.
Help Iowa.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
You can't pray that.
Terrible job of praying.
Nah, you can't strong arm God.
How dare you pray like that?
That's how you pray. It is his will, though.
No.
But yeah.
Rose.
Jesus.
What can I say?
No.
Learn how to pray.
No, but God
had the Gamecocks.
Right. You messed it all up.
I know. But it was also my dad's fault, because he started watching the game, and every time he watched a game, they lose. So he was like, oh, I'm watching the game. I'm like, no, please. And he had to put it out. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pray.
All right, Rose, I'm sorry, but penalty box. You prayed wrong.
What?
Yes, penalty box. Get out of here. Lucy, no, you got to your will?
That's the appropriate prayer, Dan. It's supposed to be God's
Lucy,
will.
Lucy, that's not what Lucy
Tony
was asking.
Tony met God in the forest.
He told me it's my will, not yours. And I said, okay, fine.
That's not what Lucy was asking for.
2 minutes for praying.
Lucy, you did not.
I didn't know that.
Lucy, that's unbelievable that you asked for prayer wrong.
I didn't ask for it wrong.
You didn't want God's will be done. You wanted your will be done.
Exactly. You get it. Thank you.
What about that?
But as you hear Don Staley, she has a great relationship with the Lord. So his will was done, goddammit.
Whoa.
No.
No.
You can't put a
GD
in it.
You said GOT. I'm from the hood. We say GOT.
Yeah, GOT.
I apologize. I was accountability.
Go sit with Rose.
Go sit with Rose.
2 minutes for blasphemy.
He went from being right about everything to two minutes in the box.
Get out of here.
GD with God's will.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. No, that's blasphemous. Blasphemous. Yeah. We won't tolerate blasphemy around here.
Thank you.
Argue that we may have just committed it just before this.
That's what the joke I was making was. Thank you for showing people behind the curtain.
It can't get much worse for me, so whatever.
That's what I was doing there.
That's the
joke, executive producer. Stay with me. That's what I was doing. We just spent that time blaspheming. We yelled. Remember how mad we got when she said she prayed wrong?
And then Gigi used the Lord's name.
You go sit with them.
Jeez,
do not.
It's a crowded box.
Lucy, take me through your emotions, please.
Like right now? Bad? Really bad? Not great? Doing better.
It's been a couple days though, Lou, so it feels like, you know, things have gotten
3 days
from
removed.
They haven't.
Right.
So
no, she came in here despondent.
I was sad.
This is as bad.
Sad.
This was as sad as I've seen her look coming into work.
All-time sad level. So Sunday, I went into that game thinking South Carolina would win. I really did. And then the first quarter happened, and I was like, shit. Iowa might win this thing. And I got a little taste of it, you know? I got a little like glimpse in the future. And then it was all taken away from me. And I said, okay, I'm really sad. This is tough. Whatever. I'm grateful. We fly back the next morning. I rot the whole day. I just lay in bed. It was awesome. It kicked ass. And I open up TikTok, and my entire TikTok are all these edits of the Iowa team. And with all the sad music, that made me cry. And I was like, oh my God, I got to stay off my phone. I stay off my phone. Then finally today or yesterday, I'm back on my phone. You know what? I cleaned. I was looking up. And then the University of Iowa posted a video of all these like young kids cheering for Caitlin with the song from the Barbie movie. And that made me cry so bad. So it's just like up and down and up and down. And I don't know if I'll ever be happy again.
You guys didn't feel it like that. You guys did not experience any of this the way that she did. Crushed. You were really in bed for an entirety of a day. This was a thunderstorm of darkness that swept over you.
Yes, because I have now seen my favorite team lose in the national championship twice in a row, and I've been there both times. And the last time hurt because you lost to Kim Mulkey, and that really sucks. Like, at least this time it was to Don Saley, somebody that everybody loves, that I love.
There is
phenomenal comfort
in that. There's small solace, and I don't also have to lose to this person I don't like and don't respect.
It made me so, like, obviously I wish I would have seen Iowa on the podium, but when I saw Don Staley dancing with the trophy, I was like, damn, I'm happy for her. I really, really am. But then it hits you that everybody's gone and it's over. And instead of just, wow, what a great season it was, congratulations to South Carolina, the whole discourse online was, is Caitlin the GOAT? Hear all what these former players are saying, blah, blah, blah. I just wanted a moment of peace. One moment of peace.
I have to commend Lucy because, Dan, I saw something that put a little flint rock to my heart. and it's somebody caring about something in a way that I haven't cared about something in so long. Like that, that like
you haven't been around muscle. Sports long enough to already be hardened here.
Damn, but like what in the world point. could get me to that
how
point,
are you
though?
A sports cynic?
Not like, just what? In sports, he's saying, just in life.
No, not in life. Thank in sports, you, in sports.
Oh, okay.
But what? It's like I see Lucy caring so much about a particular team that I feel like I haven't had that in like 15 years.
Okay, you I think have lost part of your soul because I believe that Heat fans live where Lucy is. Panther fans right now are living living where Lucy lives.
You
and
guys don't get it. That's not the same. That's not the same, Dan. I lost back-to-back national championship games in college athletics, where it's so much tougher to win. It's so tough, especially at a school like Iowa. We don't have as much money as everyone else. We don't have as much talent as everybody else. This was a once-in-a-lifetime run. Do not compare the two.
Your pain is greater than anyone's.
Yes! Be nice to me!
Okay.
I need it!
All right. She is complaining. I am worried in general about...
I'm not complaining. I'm hurting.
But you're hurting and complaining about that hurt by lashing out at Meadowlark.
At you.
I mean, you are Meadowlark, so same thing.
But lashing out... Yeah, okay, fine. Lashing out at me as we send you to what could have been... The day and night of your dreams. Like what
but it metal wasn't.
You're mad. Yeah, but you're mad at me. You're lashing out at me, even though our company paid for you to be at what would have been the greatest sporting memory of your lifetime, never to be outdone.
Yeah, well, it didn't turn out that way, and it would have been awesome because I had this fun plan. If Iowa won, I was gonna shoot off confetti cannons in the office. It was gonna be awesome. And so yeah. I'm gonna give myself 2 weeks to be sad. I'm going to be sad for 2 weeks, and then in 15 days, I will be so grateful, because before the game started, obviously I cried multiple times. There was a moment where we were walking through the crowd, and I was like, wow, how awesome is this? What a special moment that I get to be here and watch my alma mater play and do it for work and all this awesome stuff, and then Iowa lost, and all the good feelings were gone.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
All the good feelings are still here. I definitely feel for my sister, and it sucks, but... You made it to the championship in back-to-back years. You know what I mean? As a Buffalo Bills fan, I feel your pain, ma'am. But I think that the WNBA and the women's college game right now, it literally brought tears to my eyes seeing how much love and how much hate that it was receiving, because back in the days, nobody cared. You go to online and back to the kitchen. Get in the kitchen. Oh, this is terrible. But we're actually arguing over Diana Taurasi, Caitlin Clark, Maya Moore. This is beautiful. I'm so happy to live in this era of women's sports.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Le Batard.
All of us who were watching college football elevated everything the weekend was because we missed football in general so very much.
You didn't watch the ending of UTEP Jacksonville State. It was awesome.
A dizzy.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Stugatz.
It's such a lane for you. Just everything in college football is awesome. Any single thing that happens, she gets deliriously happy about.
Don't you miss viewing sports through that prism, though? Like, I'm envious of Lucy. Like, I wish that I could still be happy.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
You are always, when you come around here, you're somebody who brings positivity, but Stugatz doesn't want that. He wants to do top five people in sports who connote prayer.
Are you ready?
It's a good one.
Number five.
God, Sham God.
Hey!
Respect.
Respect. Salute to my brother for that one.
By the way, a little high on the list.
Really? Good timing, high. Billy. Welcome back. Number four.
Cantavius Caldwell Pope.
KCP.
Thank you.
Number three.
Malik Monk.
The Monkinator.
Number two.
Kendrick Nunn.
That's a good list. Good list. I can't believe he got it this quickly. Number one.
Priest Holmes.
I mean, it's a good list.
Nailed it.
He really did.
Thank you. Left out Garrett Temple.
Ooh. OLI.
Good one.
No Christian Ponder.
And Neil O'Donnell.
That's another good one.
Thank you.
It's a good list.
Rick Upchurch.
You're going to be able to keep going, I think. Juju and Tony, I have also missed you because on Monday, talking to a room that did not want to talk about...
Mike Francesa.
The Pope.
Thank you.
A room that did not want to talk about J. Cole and Drake and Kendrick. I was looking for both of you on Monday, and I felt broken because... A lot of people in hip-hop just simply wanted beef to be beef. I was actually most curious about Juju's opinion here because I know that he promotes positivity. And I thought there was great strength in what J. Cole did, but I am in the minority in thinking that because hip-hop beef, everyone wanted it, and you want it between the three best in the game. Like, for the three most popular guys to go at it, everybody wants that as entertainment. But the floor is yours because nobody here wanted to talk about it on Monday.
So... The mental health ascension of me, that side of me is so proud of my brother Jermaine Cole. Oh my God, round of applause for him having strength and not giving a damn about what a hater got to say about his beefs or his friendships or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the hip hop in me really was let down by that. Mm-hmm. Just not because of... I don't think we're going to see some shootouts between J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. I don't think he has to worry about that side of the pressure that usually comes with Kendrick Lamar in that side of the world. I think that he could have kept it hip-hop, find a way to keep it hip-hop, because I grew up on DMX. I grew up on Mobb Deep. I grew up on Jay-Z. I grew up on Tupac and Biggie. It's not to rob us of that. And then to have that stance, I feel like I was let down as a hip-hop fan.
Drew, the other thing, too, is... Rap, hip-hop is very wrestling in a sense, right? Where you and me can both be rappers, both have beef, but behind closed doors, we're boys. Exactly. It's just the music industry is pitting us together to elevate what the streaming numbers are, what the concerts, the tours, and all that stuff. I felt like there was a way that J. Cole could have continued to play this out as, yeah, we have beef, Drake's going to drop something. It elevates everybody's music at the same time. Behind closed doors, yo, me and you are boys. We're just doing this because, hey, this is the job. We just got to do it at this point.
Right, put it on wax. You know how many battle rappers step into that square every day and just say the worst thing about this brother, but after it's all said and done, you already know this is a sport. If you call yourself a one of the GOATs and the legends in this sport, the top three or whatever you call yourself, you can't shy down from a challenge. And I feel like if you are a rapper, rapping shouldn't be looked at as something such a tall task or something you feel so ashamed of, because brother, you went to the studio, you laid the verse down, you listened back, you got it mixed and mastered, you sent the artwork off, right. You send it in to the streaming distributors, and it's so many stages that you could have said, I don't want to do this. Bro, you done put it out for the world to hear, and you come back with that, the hip-hop side of me is let down.
And the other thing, too, is the diss happened on Metro and Future's album. Right. So he had a week to put that diss track together, put it on Might Delete Later, which is his new EP that came out. But now you're saying you want to drop it?
Great project,
it is.
Way,
it was. It was
project.
Really good.
He got Gucci Mane and Young
Dro. He got Young Dro on it.
Oh, my goodness.
He got Cameron on it.
You feel me? Come on, bro. Great project. But don't nobody want to hear that, bro. We not all in Butterfly Land. Like, salute to Dreamville. But, bro, most of us out here wake up with it on their mind every day. Most of us out here really go get it for real, for real. So... I was let down as a hip-hop head.
I think Drake, too, is going to come up because he had put some cryptic stuff on social media, too. It feels to me like Drake is getting all of the ghostwriters together to be like, all right, how can we do this in reverse now to make my diss track the best out of all three of them? So it's going to be interesting to see because it elevates all the music, Dan.
I grew up on Ether. I grew up on Hit 'Em Up. I grew up on all that. And them folks is adult males right now, 40, 50 years old, dapping each other off when they see each other. Come on, man. Keep it hip-hop.
You say this, but the place I want to challenge you on is in general who you are away from hip-hop. The person that I know who knows how these streets can be and what J. Cole is saying when he says, hey, my friends want blood. My friends are saying, no, elevate this. Do what Juju and Tony wants. And he's saying to his friends, no, my spiritual path, this doesn't feel right to me. Doing it, man, you cannot accuse J. Cole, Juju, of being somebody who does it the way everyone else has done it. In this instance, he's separating himself, not just from these two, but from all of hip hop by saying, no, I'd like to elevate this. My friends are telling me, go for the bloodbath because we believe in your talent. We don't think you're going to lose. You're the best there's ever been. Show them. But you know, you're saying you don't think that this is what happens around these guys because they do not have the temperament. They don't have the reputation of being killers away from here. But when his friends are asking for blood, what do you make of him being a leader and saying, because I liked what I saw. I love hip hop. I'm not from a different time, but from the beginnings of it. And so when I'm seeing J. Cole saying, no, I'm not going to do this the way everyone expects me to do it, I'm like, that's keeping totally in line with what this man's career has been.
Right. It's excuse me. I'm sorry. Ooh, it's $1,000.
Choked up.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But
not that much.
Sometimes when you're a leader, sometimes you lose a battle. And this is a battle you lost, brother. I don't give a damn how mature. Look, we're not talking about you as a man. Well, we are talking about him as a man, bringing that part into it. I understand that part, but you call yourself a GOAT. You call yourself top five, dead or alive. You call yourself these things. And I feel like every now and then, some of these people who don't do it like the other people, we take missteps. And we sometimes take an L. And this is an L for my boy, J. Cole.
Evander Holyfield.
Don Libertard.
You got to know I'm a big Columbo guy. Salute to that boy.
Okay, okay. I don't think that's proof. I don't think that's proof. I think that's a lie. I don't think that's
he said salute.
I don't think that is evidence. Salute to that boy. It suggests camouflage. It suggests that Juju has no idea what we're talking about, and now he's just Googling it.
Stugatz.
I'm not Googling it. My grandmama stayed in the country. I watched the Braves. I watched Columbo. I watched Matlock. I watched Andy Griffin.
Yeah.
Salute to you, sir, but you go to the penalty box. Dan, take your ass to the penalty box.
You tell him, Juju.
Call me a liar.
You tell him, Juju.
Back to you, Stu.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
Stugatz, I think that there have been a couple of things happening around here with David Samson recently that I have found interesting as someone who's interested in the sociology of our place.
Mm-hmm.
David Samson is doing something brave and ambitious. He has had a show for a very short period of time, and he's already touring with it.
Crazy.
And on Monday, he was with Juju in Atlanta. Juju, how did that go?
It went amazing. My brother David had control of the crowd, man. He funny as hell, bro. Y'all got to see my boy in person, man. Like, I don't know what opinion y'all have of him from this show, but seeing him live with his friend Dan Ugler, man, and the fans, bro, it just feel real good to see him out there like that.
Wow.
Brave and ambitious. This is something that David Samson is trying that I would not dare to try.
I do worry about burnout with David Samson because, listen, usually when I call David, he either picks up or he calls me right back. But after he did the Rich Eisen show, something happened. I called David. He had a bad connection. He said he'd call me back. He didn't call me back. I called him back. When I called him back, he had to call me back because he was going on a local radio station in Sacramento. I mean, it's unbelievable. Dan, he is going to burn out. I am telling you right now.
He was on in Naples. That's what it looks like, Stu. That's hunger.
Yeah.
You used to feel it many, many years ago.
I used to do those hits all the time, man. Now I'm doing different hits.
Yes, that is what you're doing. Yeah. You're fried from the drugs. David, how has it gone?
Fried, I'm just wondering whether or not, Stu, when you were calling, was it for anything other than for me to help you write your book?
No.
That's okay, so there you go.
I was checking in with you on the tour just to see how it's going. I'm proud of you. I'm told the shows are very, very good. So I just wanted to see how you were doing. That's all.
Thank you. That's very nice. Yes. It's been fascinating. Being with Juju in Atlanta was actually the highlight so far. I'm sitting in Boston right now, and I wish that Juju were there because the feedback I've gotten in the episode hasn't even been released. Juju, it's going to be released this weekend, so everyone will watch and listen to what we talked about. But you are a fascinating, and Dan, your name may have come up, and the esteem in which we hold you, but the understanding that we all want to be better for you and what we do. And having Juju there talk about it and having an audience and a far bigger audience than just who was in that room listen to the show, you'll get to see Juju in a way that I wish that everyone could look at Juju the way I and everyone can look at him who's part of the Nothing Personal family.
Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate that, man. It means the world to me.
All right. So I want to explore something here, though, David, because this very nice thing between you two, I will tell you that one of the problems that we now have around here is that because you have a tour, you're doing something. Sarah Spain did this, Greg Cody. All of them made their podcasts into something that was elevated when they took the personalities in our universe and used them in different positions. I don't think Stugatz is happy for your success. I don't think that he likes, because this is Stugatz's move too. He uses all of these people to, for example, write a book that he's not going to write for himself because he takes access to this world and then he profits off it.
I mean, I don't know.
I actually have the feeling that my success is actually despite and in spite of the position I have at Metal Arc, because I have to fight the character that I am and that you make me to be on your show as this person that everyone hates. He ruined baseball for Billy and Mike, and he's just this ogre. And then people listen to Nothing Personal, and they see me live, and they realize I'm actually can be funny, engaging, and talk about things that you guys won't talk about. And I send you a list of things I want to talk about, and I spend time putting a show together for this day with you, and we never get to any of it.
Brother, I know how we can get to some of that stuff. Three words: me, you, movie podcast. You feel me? We just review movies and
no
we
one's
talk
doing
about
it.
Getting.
Yeah.
We compete. We call it a bigger and better cinephile with David Sampson and Juju Gotti. Check it, Dan.
I think that's a good idea, David. What do you think? Why wouldn't you profit on the way that this organization underutilizes Juju?
Well, it's funny that you do that. And the answer is I would love to do something with Juju, but I can't get Bimmel to return a call. So I'm not exactly positive how that would ever get approved.
Join the list.
But that said, you're not Juju, alone. If you...
All right, Samson, I just approved it. You and Juju can do a movie podcast.
You can't.
I just approved it.
Nope, not acceptable, because you approve things with reckless indifference toward budget, toward what it actually means.
I just approved it. It's approved.
Sounds approved to me.
It's approved. You can do this dance if you like, but I want a movie podcast. I've wanted you and Adnan to do a movie podcast forever, and you just figured out at the very end of a couple of months ago, you figure out, hey, we might be good if we work together 7 straight hours. I've been wanting you to work on movies in a way that reaches young people, and you and Adnan are out here talking all the time about Coppola.
No, that's Adnan. Who? Let's not be confused.
No, the great Francis Ford.
Yes, of course, the great Francis Ford. Yes, you guys are out here talking about movies, and the audience is, can we get Gene Hackman? Oh,
if Gina. You can watch Nothing Personal, Dan, which I know that you do every single day, I review a current movie every day and spend time on it. And Juju and I could do a show where we only talk about current movies, and I think it'd be outstanding, but it would just require some level of support from Metal Arc, and I want them to focus on supporting you and your
here,
show.
Let's do
and
this.
Then
here,
get to other
here
shows.
David, you want pressure? You want challenges? You want adversity? You want the degree of difficulty?
He just wants a callback.
Okay, in 10 minutes, you and Juju will debut the pilot episode of Samson and Juju at the Movies. We're going to debut that live in 10 minutes at the end.
Are we locked in on that name?
Yes. No, the name you can change,
right.
But we're locked in on the support of the idea that we must put Juju and Samson in better positions because they're hustling. Like what they just did in Atlanta. I want to celebrate the fact David Samson is on tour.
A couple of Jews cutting it up.
Hey,
now that's the name of the show.
There you
couple
go.
Of
that,
Jews.
There it is. Oh. That is a great name for the show.
80-20 my way.
It's a great name for the show. You know what? If you want Stugatz to host it, we will debut the pilot episode of Opportunity. Couple of Jews cutting it up in 5 minutes. We're going to do that right now. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready to go. Juju, off the record and off the air, have you seen Bob Marley's new movie called One Love?
I have not seen that movie. No. Not at all.
Mm. All right. Bad not start. Working so yeah, far. Bad start.
So far, that's
gonna,
right.
need yeah. Gonna need a planning
80,
meeting.
80-20-20?
Stu Gatz, you can have 5% for the name, but you don't get a trailer. Right. It's the initial 5% of revenue from the first 30 days.
5 minutes from now, we will do it. Samson, the Marlins, do they have a lame duck manager again? Like, what is this that just happened yesterday?
This is something that I've not seen in my entire career. When Skip Schumacher was hired in Florida by Kim Ng, he was given a 2-year deal plus an option. And it's a team option. And the reason teams want that option is if the manager works out, they want the ability to have his salary locked in for that third year. If it doesn't work out, you can jettison him after two and have no more financial responsibility. It turns out that this offseason, Skip Schumacher was so disappointed with the direction of the team, so disappointed with the fact that Kim Ng was disappeared, that he actually expressed a desire to not be here long term. And so the Marlins said, all right, we will get rid of your option because maybe the new president of baseball operations, Billy's favorite guy, Peter, did not want him either. The problem is this: word leaked out. What does it mean? It means that Schumacher's gone after the season without a doubt. And the fact that the Marlins are going to lose 90 to 95 games will make it easy for him to move on and for the Marlins to move on because new presidents want their own people in his managers. Skip may get another job. I'm not sure he was long for the Marlins job to begin with, but I don't think it's a reflection of the way I ran it where we fired a manager every single year. I think this is a reflection of bringing in someone and wanting to start over. And I think you should all look for, and I have a wait to see on this on nothing personal, that Gabe Kapler is likely to be your next manager. And he is in the organization already. And I think you all ought to be careful what you wish for. But I think the Marlins are trying something different. They're trying to be the Rays. They're trying to be analytical. They're building up their front office. The problem is that to be the Rays, I always tried to be the Rays. You have to be as smart as the Rays, and I'm just not sure the Marlins have the people in place to do that.
What happened with that comment that you just made, careful what you wish for, on Gabe Kapler?
Well, I think that you have to look at his history as a manager, and you have to realize that he is the type of manager that is going to be difficult. He can be difficult for the players, to be difficult for the front office, and managerial careers this day and age are about managing up to the front office, who's completely involved, and managing down to the clubhouse, because the clubhouse doesn't like the front office, doesn't like the ownership, and you've got to have someone in the middle who can deal with both. And the reason why you've seen Gabe Kapler move on is super hard to do it. Don Mattingly was terrific at it until he lost the clubhouse and the whole issue with Jazz and with Miguel Rojas. And that was the end of Mattingly. So it's very difficult line to walk. And it's going to be difficult for Gabe as well, especially with the players the Marlins have in the front office they now have.
All right. When Skip Schumacher was in here, you guys objectified him. You guys were all like sniffing around and saying, what's your workout? What do you eat? Have you guys seen Gabe Kapler shirtless?
Oh, beefcake.
Gabe Kapler is an Adonis. Gabe Kapler is coming in here with his data and his Rays buddy, and he is going to pectoral to death the Marlins
that is
clubhouse.
Not natural.
Well,
I'm not defaming anyone.
Whoa.
Who has a body?
Wait
that
a minute.
Looks like
what
that?
Are you? Wait a minute. Does. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless.
It's not
here is something
journalism.
We like to call reckless speculation.
You're good.
You can't.
Can you put the picture of the former mayor of Miami on there?
No. Here
Carlos
is it,
Alvarez.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, we'll get that in a moment for you, asshole.
Weird.
Let's put, yeah, we'll run and get that real quick. Or we'll do the show we were doing ourselves about Gabe Kapler shirtless. Let's put this beefcake up here so that Samson can drink this in.
This is why he tours. I mean.
Yeah, this is why he's the great David Samson. Hey, video guys, can you do something we're totally ill-prepared for?
I do it alone. Juju, how many people were in my group in Atlanta?
About 35, 40 people, you feel?
No, I'm talking about travel with me. Oh. Who goes with me?
Can we get the brother with the bikini drawers off the screen? Can we do that and have this conversation?
No, I think he looks great.
No, he looks great.
That was the crowd, 35 to 40 people.
He looks. That was
success.
Oh, I mean. Come on, Dan. Does anyone really look like that from doing sit-ups?
Yes.
I've never met anyone.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.